My name's Alex Webb. I'm here on the behalf of the Wellcome Trust. It's the 9th of August, 2009. If you could please state your name, your age, and where you're from.
Yeah, I'm Anne Catherine Ullman. I'm 25 years old, and I'm from Dortmund in Germany.
So where did you first hear about the project, and what inspired you to take part?
I think I received a press release, mm-hmm. because I work for an arts website. So yeah, I thought it was a great idea. And I don't know, I like just taking part in random stuff, so I just applied, yeah.
Great. And how did you feel when you first found out you...
Yeah, it was great. I mean, it's at first it's quite conceptual, as in, okay, I'm going to be on the plinth, but actually, yeah. Like, actually thinking about how it's going to be up there, is up to now that I'm actually seeing it, it's like, oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, I couldn't really... well, I had to plan, obviously, what to do, and then...
Mm-hmm.
But actually putting it into practice was only the last days, where it's like last minute, shit, we need to do this and that. And that.
And so what do you plan to do on the plinth?
So I'm going to take up so I'm a drummer, so I'll take up my snare drum and my hi-hat and my crash cymbal, so I can do a basic beat
okay.
up there. And my partner, who's going to be, my band partner, is going to be down there, and he's got guitar and an amp.
Mm-hmm.
And we try to play in unison, but I don't know if I'm actually going to hear him or he's going to hear me, so
mm-hmm.
yeah, we'll see.
So are you going to improvise?
Yeah.
Just in
yeah.
the moment?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And who would you say you're doing this for? Is it?
No, in a bit we want to promote our band, but as this is not really the stuff we're actually doing, it's just for fun, just because we've got these unique outfits we're always wearing for our gigs, it's just...
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, maybe, you know, someone sees us, you know, and just for a laugh, really.
Yeah. And could you just, like, tell us a little bit about, you know, so are you quite musical, your background in?
Yeah, well, I didn't used to be. It's just a hobby for now,
okay.
but it's kind of, I hope for it to be more than a hobby at some point. So I put all my energy into the music, yeah.
Yeah. And so what other kind of... do you play in bands or?
Yeah, I play in one band, so that's
yeah.
the one band we're doing, and so we play electronic music,
mm-hmm.
so we play in clubs and like quite a late night and doing live dance music basically, and
yeah,
yeah, that's what we
mm-hmm.
want to do and try everything to promote it. So
yeah.
Yeah.
So could you tell us a little bit about you know where you're from and just kind of maybe a bit about your upbringing and.
Okay, yeah, so I'm German, so I was born in Dortmund and, yeah, stayed there till I was 18, then I studied in a different German town, so I came here to London with 22 after studying and for my first job, and I used to be a banker, but I'm not anymore, fortunately, so I turned a bit more kind of alternative and now I'm a freelancer. And yeah, my upbringing, German, yeah, I'm definitely very German in the way, well, not... I don't know, it depends, not by attitude really, but in terms of kind of punctuality and like being very structured, like earlier I freaked out a bit when we didn't find a parking space and I was getting late and like ah. Yeah, but apart from that, obviously I love being in London and being away from Germany, so I don't know. But only from being here in London I kind of rediscover values from Germany that I kind of like, but it's more Berlin that I like rather than
mm-hmm.
Germany as a whole.
Mm-hmm. And so what is it about Berlin that
it's just the yeah, the laid backness, the alternativeness, the underground vibe, and it's a bit because my favourite area in London is Shoreditch,
mm-hmm.
so it's kind of the you know, the creative part, and but it's already very commercial, like everything in London is a hype and commercial, and in Berlin it's more kind of for the own sake of art, for the own sake of just doing something without any resources, so which is quite appealing.
Yeah. So you're quite involved in the arts then? Are you by?
Yeah, I mean music mostly. Music as the art form, and I mean I work for an arts website, so I do get exposure to other arts stuff as well. And I used to work for like a PR agency who did like art stuff, so I do get the odd kind of other art forms, but I'm not very knowledgeable in that. So
yeah.
Mostly music is what's my interest.
So could you tell us a bit about that change, you know, so you said
yeah,
you were a banker,
yeah.
So you know, that transition.
Yeah, it was weird. So I came here to London as a banker, but I lived in like a 7-bedroom house with people who were like my age and were not bankers, and I always had these two pillars of, you know, trying to be a very ambitious professional person and trying to have a fulfilled, like, private alternative life. And after a while, I realized, like, after a few weeks or 2 months, I realized that's not going to work. Mm-hmm. And yeah, fortunately, I decided for the right thing to do turning the back on the restrictive part of my life, which was difficult because I didn't have any plan B. And then I just looked around and had no idea what to do. And then I just, yeah, started, like, from scratch, like, unpaid internship at a PR agency. And, mm-hmm. yeah, that's how I kind of slid into the PR marketing thing. And, yeah, and that's where I'm kind of, yeah, so, like, as a freelancer, different jobs here and there. And it's going all right, but I'm so glad I'm not a bank anymore, considering especially what happened in the last 3 years. So.
Yeah. So it's quite a good time to come out of it.
Yeah, definitely. It was at the absolute height that I got out for personal reasons. You know, everyone was like, are you crazy?
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm glad to have this head start, like, to everyone who has to get out now. So
yeah.
Yeah.
So what is it about the music that you kind of enjoy most? Is it, you know, is performing something you really enjoy? And
yeah, it's, well, it's for sure, it's the fact that it's my own band. It's like, I've played a few times with different bands where just as a drummer, and it's just, it doesn't feel right. It just doesn't feel like, you just get off stage and you don't feel connected to what you've just done. So it's our baby, like, our band, and it's, I spend so much time and effort and energy and everything, and it's just, but it's so fulfilling when you get a gig and you play and people come up to you and say it was great, and then you just, that's just, yeah, what you do it for. And it's just, I don't know what it is really, but it's, yeah, it's just, I don't know, it just feels so natural to do, yeah.
And just being able to express yourself. And
yeah, and it's exactly the kind of music that we like personally, well, like, go out to, so it's definitely, like, and it's so energetic. I mean, hitting the drums to, like, electronic music, to proper dance music, and it's, I just can, like, proper, you know, let it out and just hit the drums, and yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, could you describe the kind of music that you...
Yeah, it's proper, like, electro, as, you know, style of electronic music. So it's proper kind of bass and beat and, like, so completely danceable. So it should, you know, it's frustrating if people don't dance in front of the stage. But fortunately, like, they mostly do. So that's cool. But yeah, and then drums on top of it. So it's kind of a steady beat always, but, like, very powerful live drums. So, yeah.
And so how are you feeling about kind of performing tonight when the kind of setting is quite unpredictable?
Yes.
How are you feeling about that? Like, fears and expectations?
Yeah, as a German, I was like, shit, I don't know what to expect. Like, it was a bit weird to not knowing what to expect. But then I thought, it's 2 or 3 a.m., you know, it's not going to... I don't know. I took a step away from this, oh, you know, kind of audience-pleasing thing. It's just like, it's for the name of art. In you know, well, my band partner, he's just going to mess around and just do a bit of stuff just on the spot. And it's not about sounding great. It's not about being perfect. It's just about the experience, really. And I think I can slowly accept that and just relax. But however, I'm just probably, like, 5 minutes up there is great, but then, like, the next 50 minutes is just going to be like, whoa. So I'm a bit afraid of this moment of embarrassment, you know, when you're up there and thinking, shit, what should I do next, kind of thing. But fortunately, I have something to do, so I can kind of hide behind my drums. So
and then what kind of other music do you listen to?
Well, I like kind of downbeat, jazzy, electronica stuff. Or, I mean, a bit of rock music, but not kind of the mainstream stuff. But a bit of, I don't know, that's the thing. I can't really put my finger on what exactly. It just kind of either speaks to me or not. And it's more about how the music makes me feel rather than a particular artist or genre or something. So.
And have you collaborated with other artists before?
In terms of music, or it's difficult to say. I mean, we play with other people, but not kind of during our own set, having other people involved. So not like that, no.
Yeah. And have you been involved in that kind of fine art context before?
Or
is this, like, the first?
No, I've been. the one thing that comes to mind is a few months ago there was a similar, not like a competition or something, but it was like a press event for like a famous photographer. He's doing like a big exhibition where he photographs 1,000 people, Rankin Live. I don't know if you've heard of that.
Yeah.
And so I was lucky enough to be involved, like, as in the press event. He shot like a picture of me, which was just absolutely amazing. I mean, he has photographed like thousands of celebrities before, and this picture was just incredible. And yeah, that was great. But apart from that, not like taking part, no. Yeah.
And do you think this experience will kind of resonate with you? Do you think it will change something, or, you know, whether it's in your music or?
Yeah. Well, I'm not used to improvising or to just. I mean, I'm on stage obviously sometimes, but never by myself really. And
yeah.
This feeling of. Yeah, I'd like to think that it kind of makes me feel more comfortable, or just like these moments of awkwardness, you know, that you mostly fear, and just to stand above it and just say, oh, well, you know, that's just life, you know, and just get over it and just make the best of it. And and yeah, I think the improvising factor, because we play always to samples and a steady beat, it doesn't have like much room for actual jamming and stuff. So maybe we get more into that. We actually enjoy the kind of the preparation, so just jamming around. So yeah.
And do you see this kind of as a challenge then, like kind of getting up there and improvising? I mean, you know.
I mean, for me as a drummer, as a beat, it's always good. That's why I'm a drummer, probably, because I just keep a beat, and that's you know, that's my part of improvising, rather than harmonic improvising with a melody. I think for me it's going to be all right. I'm just going to keep drumming and drumming and drumming. But yeah, that's so I have the rhythm to hold on to, to give me security up there.
Could you tell us like how you got into drumming? I mean, is there any kind of inspiration?
Yeah, it was only like 3 years ago when I stopped banking, basically. So I was kind of, you know, going to a lot of gigs and stuff in London. It was just like amazing scene and stuff. And then I just felt this affinity towards the drumming part. So I always watched the drummer when I was at a gig, and then I was like, oh wow, I'm just gonna start it. And yeah, I just picked it up very quickly. Like within a few months, I had my first gig and stuff. So it's just like learning by doing properly.
Yeah.
And self-taught, and yeah, and I was just, that's great. I mean, it's never too late to learn anything. That's that's a good thing.
So is it just about the power of the instrument? Were you kind of
drawn to? Yeah, and as I said, I mean, I like the fact that I don't have to harmonize. It's just rhythm. But I love, I don't know, it just strikes a nerve in me whenever I see good drummers or percussionists. It's just such an amazing skill. It's just.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I mean, obviously very brainy and very analytic and very rational, but at the same time, using this part of which, you know, which I'd like to leave behind a bit, you know, from the banking past, and I don't want to be such an analytic person anymore, but using it for a good reason and for a good sense, for a creative sense, and obviously, yeah, the kind of, you know, the outlet part of it, and yeah, being just, yeah, it's great. It's a very physical instrument. It's the most, probably the most physical. And like sweating and just like banging it and
nice.
Like yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely that kind of connection there with you being a banker and you talk about, you know, analytical. So it's
yeah.
And I guess having that kind of way of expression, maybe you didn't have before. So it's
yeah. And the thing is like kind of quite freeing. Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. And just lastly, if there was one kind of main thing you would say about yourself, what would it?
One main thing.
Yeah.
Wow, that's very general. Oh,
several things.
Yeah, okay. I don't know. I've got very different images of myself, and it's always a different picture of how you would like to tell other people you are and how you actually are. I mean, what the main thing I think, or a big theme, is that I have made a big change, like over the period of the last years, which. Yeah, I think I can be proud of, and I am proud of, and I'm very, very happy about. And I mean, I want to change them more towards the good, towards the better, but to more towards more self-balance and stuff. But I'm definitely on the right way, and it's just amazing that it's actually amazing that I'm here and like doing this, and like,
yeah.
Great.
That's really cool. Well, Yeah, thanks a lot for the
interview. Cool, thank you. Yeah.